Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Imagine for a moment that you're walking down the road when all of a sudden you see a man on the ground. What would you do? Would you try to help him? Or would you turn your head pretending that you didn't see him? Yesterday, we started a story about this very situation. There was an injured man on the ground, and then a priest walked by and didn't even give the man a second look. Well, today, we get to continue this story. We're going to find out what happens next. And what's the name of today's lesson? You know it, the Good Samaritan. Here's a question I would like you to try to answer. What did the Levite do when he saw the injured man? What did the Levite do when he saw the injured man? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson. And let's begin. Come on.
The Good Samaritan. After a little while, the poor man heard footsteps again. This time, it was a Levite, an assistant to priests, who was passing by. But when the Levite saw the man, he turned his head and walked by on the other side. It wasn't long until the man heard more footsteps. He wanted to believe that this person would reach down to help him. But he had already been passed by twice and dared not even hope for relief. By this time, he had given up all hope and was sure he was going to die there on the side of the road.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 dare 这个动词。Dare 是指敢做某件事。如果要说明敢做什么的话，可以后面加介系词 to 再加上原型动词，或者是不要加 to， 直接加原型动词也可以。例如 ,nobody dared to ask the boss when they could leave because he was angry. 没有人敢问老板他们什么时候可以离开，因为老板在生气。Dare 的否定是如果是在写作的时候可以直接后面加上 not。例如 ,many crimes are committed in the inner city, most people dare not go there alone. 市中心有许多犯罪事件，大部分的人都不敢独自去那里。Dare 也是挑战对方敢不敢做某件事。例如 ,I dare you to ask for the girl's phone number. 你敢不敢去问那个女孩的电话号码呢？接下来我们看的是 relief 这个名词。L-I-E-F 这个字根有变轻的意思，所以 relief 在这里是指救援或救助。例如 ,An international relief operation got underway within 24 hours of the earthquake. 这起地震发生之后24小时之内，国际救援行动就已经展开。或者是 ,The relief supplies will arrive by helicopter tomorrow. 救援物资明天会用直升机送达。Relief 也指解脱、轻松或者是宽慰，是一个不可数名词。例如 ,The final exam is over, what a relief! 期末考结束了，可以喘口气了。
So we're in the middle of the story about the Good Samaritan, right? And yesterday we learned that there's this guy that was beaten up and he's just laying there on the ground, or lying on the ground, and he's injured. So we continue...Right here, right now. After a little while, the poor man heard footsteps. Before we continue, let's stop and talk about this word poor. Oftentimes when I hear the word poor, I think of somebody who doesn't have a lot of money. But in our lesson, it just refers to somebody who really needs some compassion. They're in a very, probably a very difficult situation.
Yeah, we might even use the word pity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're in a pitiful situation. You might pity that person. And sometimes we use this phrase or this word when we're talking to somebody who maybe wants compassion, but we just think, really? Come on, grow up. Oh, you poor kid. Or we might actually use it to talk about, like this reminds me of a baby. Oh, poor baby. You're crying, poor baby. Right?
Right. Right? Right. You might say, oh, poor little baby, poor thing. Yes.
Or that kid fell off his bike. Oh, poor kid. So often we could use it to talk about, you know, some way that we feel compassion for somebody, although sometimes people do say it in kind of a joking way.
Exactly. So anyway, after a little while, this poor man heard footsteps again. This time it was a Levite, an assistant to priests, who was passing by. But when the Levite saw the man, he turned his head and walked by on the other side. Guess what? That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What did the Levite do when he saw the injured man?
Well, whatever he did wasn't very nice. He turned his head and walked away, or he walked by on the other side. So it looks like the Levite was also trying to maybe ignore the man, just like the priest did.
Right. Well, it wasn't long until the man heard more footsteps. He wanted to believe that this person would reach down to help him. Let's stop there for just a moment, because to reach down to help him, is that the same thing as to lend a helping hand?
That's a good phrase, Rebecca. Yes, to lend a helping hand, to help someone out, right? Isn't that what it means?
Right. If you lend a helping hand, this just means that you are offering your hand to help somebody out.
And you could actually offer your hand to help somebody. Hey, can you lend me a hand and help me up? Or it could just refer to helping somebody else in general. So can you lend me a hand? Can you lend your hand and maybe donate to this charity? But often we do use it to talk about how you can use your hand to help mm-hmm. somebody else. So can you lend a hand? And when can you lend a hand to somebody else? Think about that. In your own life, is there somebody who needs help? Can you lend a helping hand?
And so we have this injured man, right? And he heard footsteps again for the third time, and he wanted to believe that somebody would actually lend him a helping hand. But he had already been passed by twice. That just means that two people had already gone by and refused to help him. He dared not hope for a little bit of relief. I don't think he believed that anyone would want to help him.
Right. It seems like he had given up hope. That's what our next sentence says. By this time, he had given up all hope and was sure he was going to die there on the side of the road. This poor man indeed. But what does it mean to give up hope?
Now, if you give up hope, this just means that you feel like there's no more hope. You give up. You start to feel really depressed.
Yeah, so for example, if you're walking down the road and you just really need to find a place to live, right, or to stay for the night, you keep looking, but there's nowhere. You might give up hope. Sometimes we use the word all, right, because everyone wants to have a little bit of hope, but if you've given up all hope, that means you don't believe there's any way for someone to rescue you. There's no way out of your situation. You've given up all hope.
And I would say that this poor injured man had given up all hope. He didn't believe that anybody would lend him a helping hand. I think he probably felt like he was stuck and that he was just going to die.
Exactly. Well, we're going to learn about this person who walked by or who he heard, and our lesson is called The Good Samaritan. Have you ever heard of Good Samaritan laws, Rebecca?
I'm glad you asked, because it's time for us to learn about those in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, we are going to talk about how the Bible affects the English language.
There are so many sayings that we use in English that come directly from the Bible. A labor of love, the signs of the times, the salt of the earth. Which one were you thinking of, Rex?
Well, it's more than just a saying. It's also a law, the Good Samaritan Law. This comes from the story in the Bible about the Good Samaritan.
In this story, a man is robbed and beaten and left for dead. Although he needed help, no one stopped, except for a Samaritan.
This is a wonderful lesson in the Bible about helping your neighbor, but it has also inspired a law that is designed to protect people who help in an emergency.
So, if you are at an accident and someone needs help, you can feel free to do whatever you can to assist someone, even if you don't necessarily have the training for it.
In the United States, many people worry that if they harm someone else, even if by accident in an act of goodwill, they might be sued in court later.
That's why there are laws to protect a good Samaritan, or someone who stops to help someone in an emergency. Even if they mistakenly hurt someone by doing so, they can't be sued for it later.
前几年在台湾曾经有人看到路上有人被车撞到受伤，好心把他送到医院，却被诬告他是肇事的人。好心没好报。在国际间有一种法案叫 Good Samaritan Laws， 好撒玛利亚人法，名称很特别。这种法律是要保护见义勇为的百姓，如果在主动帮助人的过程中无意间导致伤害或死亡，可以不用负法律上的责任。这也是要鼓励百姓效法圣经里面帮助受伤的路人的那位好撒玛利亚人的义行。如果在你的地区有 Good Samaritan Laws， 你对需要帮助的路人伸出援手，可以毫无后顾之忧。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. So let's review. In our story, we see this man lying on the ground. He's injured. He's very, very hurt. Now yesterday we learned that a priest walked by and didn't want to help him. And today we learned that a Levite walked by and refused to help him. This poor man had given up hope that anyone would help him. But I thought our lesson was called the Good Samaritan. When are we going to learn about the Good Samaritan? We might just learn about him next.
The Good Samaritan. The man who was traveling down the road this time was a stranger from Samaria. Nobody even liked people from Samaria, so it was not very likely that he would want to help. But as the Samaritan passed by, he noticed the man who was lying beaten and bloody on the roadside. The Samaritan took pity on him. He got off his donkey and bent down next to the man to get a closer look.
OK， 接下来我们看 bloody 这个形容词， blood 是指血，所以 bloody 就是指流血的、出血的，或者是都是血的。例如 ，One of the remedies for a bloody nose is to put pressure on both sides of the nose。流鼻血的治疗方式之一就是按住鼻翼的两侧，或者是 The bloody blanket that covered the patient was removed so the doctor could examine him。覆盖在这位病人身上满满都是血的毯子被移开，让医生可以进行检查。Bloody 也指血腥的或者是残忍的，例如 Many soldiers died in a bloody battle， 许多士兵在这场血腥的战斗中都战死了。所以我们看 pity 这个不可数名词， pity 是指同情或怜悯，例如 These poor kids do not need our pity， they need our help， 这些可怜的孩子不需要我们同情他们，他们需要我们的帮助。如果是 take pity on someone 是指同情某人，例如 some passersby took pity on these homeless people and gave them money， 有些过路的人同情这些街友就给他们钱。 pity 也可以当动词，例如 I don't pity you're losing the game at all， you didn't even try to win， 输了比赛我一点都不同情你们，你们连试都没有试着去赢这场比赛。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we read, the man who is traveling down the road this time was a stranger from Samaria. Now let's take a look at this phrase, down the road. Now this has a couple of different meanings, as do many English words. In our lesson, when we talk about how someone is traveling down the road, this just means that they're traveling on the road.
And sometimes we could even use the word up. If it's a level road, you could say, I'm going down the road, or I'm going up the road or up the street. Or you could say, the gas station is just down the road, if you want to direct someone to something on the road.
Exactly. But there's another meaning to this phrase. It can also be used to mean the future. Down the road, I would really like to go to college. Down the road?
Yeah, or down the road, I plan to get my master's. Isn't that a great idea?
Hey, I think it's a great idea. Seriously?
Well, no, that was just an example sentence. But it's true. If you want to talk about something in the future or something that you plan to do, you could talk about something that might happen down the road.
And so, in this case, you're actually not on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's going to happen in the future. Well, anyway, in our lesson, this man is traveling on the road. So the man who is traveling down the road this time was a stranger. Let's talk about this word stranger. A stranger is just someone that you don't know.
It's true. However, okay, so someone that you don't know. Maybe you've heard this phrase when you were younger. Maybe your parents said, don't talk to strangers. Did anybody ever tell you that, Rebecca?
Oh, yes, my mom did. Now, Rebecca, don't talk to strangers. If a stranger offers you candy, don't take it.
Yeah,
unless
it's Halloween. No, even don't take a candy from a stranger. I don't know. But I've heard another phrase. Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet. Do you feel that way, Rebecca?
Ooh, strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Well, some strangers are very much that way.
Exactly. And that's a mentality thing. It's the way that you think about people. Some people think, oh, I don't want to get to know that person. He's a stranger. Other people think, I don't know that person. I'm going to get to know them because strangers are just people you haven't met yet. Or perhaps this is a fun way to use this word, stranger. If you haven't seen your friend in a long time, maybe they've been busy and they've been avoiding you for some reason, or just busy, and you see them, you might say, hey, stranger, long time no see, even though you already know them and you're already friends.
Ah, that's a great example. And we do use stranger like that quite often.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, in our lesson, we're talking about this stranger from Samaria. And we learn nobody even liked people from Samaria. So it was not very likely that he would want to help. Let's talk about this word likely. It's here in the lesson. If something likely will happen, that just means that it will probably happen. But if it's not very likely, that means that it probably won't happen.
Yeah, and if it's not likely, we might even add the letters UN in front of this word. It's unlikely that it will happen. So for another example, you know, I'll likely work late in the office because I'm so busy today.
Oh, yep, that's right. Me too.
You understand?
I understand. When you're really busy, there's a lot of deadlines, a lot to get done. Most likely, you can also add the word most in front of likely. Most likely, you will work late. Well, I think that this poor man is thinking it's very unlikely the Samaritan will stop. But as the Samaritan passed by, he noticed the man who was lying beaten and bloody on the roadside.
Okay. So the priest and Levite also noticed, or they saw the man there, but they decided to ignore him and they passed by on the other side of the road. But this Samaritan, he noticed the man, and what did he do? The Samaritan took pity on him. He got off his donkey and bent down next to the man to get a closer look. So, what does it mean to get a closer look? Is there another word we can use?
Oh, yes.
Did we say he was examining the man?
Well, right. You could definitely say that he was examining the man, but mm-hmm. we want to talk about that word shortly first.
Oh,
before we do that, we want to talk about this word, what a pity. I know you're thinking, what a pity, we have to wait before talking about exam.
I was thinking about that, Rebecca.
What a pity.
What a pity.
Now, it's a fun phrase for you all to know, what a pity. What does this mean? Well, another way of describing it is, that's too bad.
Yeah. It's a phrase that also means that's too bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, what a pity you didn't get the job. But there's another phrase that's kind of like this. So that's too bad. What a pity.
What a shame.
What a shame.
What a shame. And these are just phrases of or ways of expressing sadness.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame that you can't come with us to the movies.
What a shame that you missed the concert, right? So what a pity, what a shame. Now let's talk about that word examine. It's not in our lesson, but Rebecca, what does it mean?
If you examine something, that just means that you look at it very closely and carefully, and you look at the different details and you find out something about it.
So when I was younger, I would come in from playing outside, and my mom said, did you wash your hands? I said, yep. And she said, let me examine your hands. And so she would take a close look at my hands, and sure enough, they would be dirty, and I would have to go wash them for real. And the man in this story, he examines this person on the side of the road. Perhaps he will examine his wounds?
So do you think he's actually going to help him?
Well, I don't know. It's a good thing for him to do. And that's a good thing for us to think about. Let's think about something else right now.
We get so busy doing our own things that we don't even know what's going on around us. When someone needs help, how do you respond? Do you ignore it because you are too busy? Or walk away because you don't know what to do, or hope that someone else might do something about it, or stop what you are doing and do what you can do to help out. When we take the time to help others, we too are blessed.
Okay. We are actually not finished with the story about the Good Samaritan, because we haven't even seen if he will help the man or if he just wanted to examine him and walk away.
That's right. So that means that you're going to have to join us tomorrow as we continue going through this story. You're not going to want to miss out.
All right. So friends, do make sure to join us back here next time on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.